longing for peace. For me personally, I just long for peace. Inner peace. I recently lost my mother-in-law, who lived in my household for 38 years. When a person faces the loss of a loved one, it kind of forces us to face our fragile mortality. It robs a lot from a person's heart. I came from Hong Kong, so I've been following a lot of news of what is happening, the turmoil in Hong Kong, the pro-democratic movement fighting with the government, the police, and every day it's riots and protests and everything. For people who live in the United States, recently we hear about gun massacres of shoppers going to Walmart in El Paso. People who go to clubs or restaurants may get shot. This has happened last week. But we know that who knows what will happen next. No, it's not going to end. Nobody will say that this is the end. Politicians offer solutions. I would do some this and this, you know, I would control this, I would do this and that. But many of us know that, almost give up hope that real peace can be achieved. In today's passage from the book of Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah also lived in a very turbulent times. He was a prophet of the southern kingdom. At that time, Israel was divided into north and south monarchy. Sometimes these two kingdoms fight against each other. Sometimes these kingdoms recruit outsiders to protect them. They recruit empires from the north, Aram, and some of them recruit empire from the south, Egypt, to protect them. And God scolded them for that. God says, you reject the gentle water of Siloam. You reject Siloam is the spring water that comes in Jerusalem. He says, I am the living water and you reject me. So I am going to bring the torrents of water from the great river, from Assyria, River Euphrates, will come and sweep you out. God told Isaiah that tell the people, because you have rejected me, Yahweh, you are going to, I am not going to rescue you. I'm not going to be your savior. Yet today, in the scripture, we know that God eventually offers a salvation plan. But his plan is very strange. His plan is not to offer another warrior king to control peace. His plan of peace is offered through a child. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. God did this because God knows that our reason of having no peace was because of a root cause that is going much deeper. The root cause humanity faces because we don't have peace is because of our enmity with God. We are enemies of God. Because of our sin, we reject God, and God's wrath was upon us. So God devised a plan to save us, to recognize, to deal with the root cause of our lack of peace. God promised a child, and this child is none other than the promised Messiah. The child will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. No one single human in this world can fit all four categories. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. God's solution to bring peace is not just to bring to Israel. God's solutions to bring peace is for all humanity. God is going to send his promised Messiah to deal with the root cause of peace, of evil. This son that he gives will be the promised Messiah to save entire humanity from sin. And to do that, he has to become God's suffering servant. As in the later chapters of Isaiah, it is a passage that many Christians are very familiar. In Isaiah 53, we read that quite often during the Christmas season. I invite you to read Isaiah chapter 53. God sent his son, and this son will become a suffering servant. Yet many people rejected him. Isaiah 53, verse 1. Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering, like one from whom men hide their faces. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted. Verse 5. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. And that is God's solution for us, everyone who long for peace. And that solution is God's Son will suffer for us, died on the cross, and by his wounds we are healed. As I end today's message, I invite everyone who longed for peace. God offer his peace is to reconcile us to God. Every one of us have sinned, and God already sent his son at the right time, 500 years after Isaiah's, when the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under law, so that we may all receive the full rights to become children of God. God already offered his son, Jesus, 2,000 years ago to achieve his plan for peace. And our response is to let him govern us. The government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Will we let the government of our life be upon our Lord Jesus? This child king to take over the government of our lives. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, in this world, we have a lot of burdens. Very often, we do not experience peace. Yet we long for the peace that you offer to us. It's a peace that reconciles us to God, to receive forgiveness of sin because of what you have achieved on the cross. So may we receive it by faith. We thank you for today that we can celebrate with our graduates. And we also thank you for the privilege of able to teach a whole bunch of kids for the past 4 days with the Bible, with crafts that leads to truth, with fun activities. So today, as we celebrate with them, as they present what they have learned, we rejoice in you. Help us to experience the peace that you have given us every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.